It's Craft Beer on the Bay.
I like drinking beer.
Every Friday, Jefferson, the craft beer guy, kicks off your weekend with news about his latest discoveries, the coolest breweries in the area, and craft beer events where you and your buds can get neck deep in suds.
It was just 10 years ago when sister and brother Claire and Peter Fry started to talk about opening their own restaurant. With years of experience in the restaurant business and a great relationship with a chef who embraced farm-to-table recipes, they knew they were ready. Claire and Peter Fry, along with Chef Greg Mason, began writing a business plan for a restaurant that is now the White Oak Tavern. Claire Fry tells the story.
We had a love for being behind the bar, and we really wanted to open a place that we could expand on craft beer. And then the chef that we work with at the last shop, his background is farm-to-table food, locally sourced ingredients, making everything from scratch in-house. So we kind of just teamed up and started writing a business plan about paying just as much attention to the back of the house with food and quality, and then also giving just as much attention to craft beer, and then also pairing those items with beer.
With the concept in place and investment support from family and friends, Claire Fry, Peter Fry, and Greg Mason found the right space and place for their restaurant, but they were going to have to do a top-to-bottom remodel. 1 year later, in 2014, the White Oak Tavern opened and quickly became a destination spot for great food and great beer. Co-owners Claire and Peter Fry.
First 3 years out of the bat, we won Best Burger in Howard County, and then we've just been improving upon everything ever since then.
2017, we won the Restaurant Association of Maryland's Craft Beer Program of the Year.
The White Oak Tavern has 42 taps and a beer menu that has something for everyone. And with the idea of beer and food pairings central to their restaurant concept, Chef Greg Mason is always working on new recipes. Peter and then Claire explained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got full control of the menu and what he wants. You know, he kind of comes to us to kind of get our insight on what the customers are asking for or looking for and stuff like that. And, you know, we sit down four times a year and kind of go over what we want to see on the menu.
So he goes through what he can get from local farms. He works with the farmers as far as meats and produce and all that kind of stuff. And then he creates his menu. And then we sit down, we all go over it, and it's his control. But then we have like a family meeting, if you will, and go over everything.
Creativity in food and beer sets the White Oak Tavern apart from so many other restaurants. Their beer selections are now in the hands of Sam Waller, one of White Oak Tavern's first employees in 2014.
I worked here for about 5 years, and I suppose I got hit with a little bit of wanderlust, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I used to always take trips down to Asheville, North Carolina, because like we were talking about before, it's a beer destination. I spent some time down there, about 2 years, and then the pandemic hit, and they invited me to come back here at the White Oak, and I was like, all right, see you in 2 weeks.
And how are the beers selected?
I'm fortunate enough to work with a really great kitchen staff where we use locally sourced seasonal ingredients, and I always try to reflect that with the cocktail program and especially with the beer list. That being said, I also lean heavily on supporting local breweries, Maryland, PA, Virginia, and stuff like that. Every week, my sales reps come in, or I call them up on the phone, and we talk about what's available. We talk about what would be like seasonally appropriate.
Their ever-changing lineup of 42 draft beers is truly impressive. Take a look at their beer list and their amazing food menu at thewhiteoaktavern.com. You'll get hungry and thirsty at the same time. Better yet, go to the White Oak Tavern and experience it yourself. Cheers!
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City. 42 rotating craft beers on tap, plus live music every weekend.